State that had great pride in this WB logo.
And you'll stop at the Golden Blue.
It is a great night to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
And now it's the show brought to you by Mountaineer fans for Mountaineer fans, the Country Roads Webcast. What's going on, Mountaineer Nation? Got another bonus episode here for you guys. Pieced together three little live streams that I did over on the Country Roads Webcast YouTube channel. Be sure to hop over there, subscribe if you're not subscribed already. Did some lead-up stuff ahead of the bowl game, some bowl game projections, which also reviewed our Big 12 predictions from the preseason. And then the other two live streams are from once the bowl game was announced, from which bowl game was revealed, and then a few hours later the opponent was finally announced and did another short live stream detailing that a little bit. So I took all three of those, jammed them together here, edited it up a little bit to make it more digestible, I guess I can say, for you guys here on the audio side, to give you a little bonus episode here of the CRW podcast. So hope you guys enjoy this and are looking forward to West Virginia's bowl game and all the other content that's coming this month throughout December. I want to remind you guys, signing day coming up December 20th. No better time to go subscribe to the Country Roads Webcast YouTube channel. Going to do a signing day special that morning, a signing day special live stream covering all the letters of intent as they come in for the Mountaineers there on the YouTube channel. So be sure to hop over there, subscribe to us, and join us there December 20th for signing day as we cover it for West Virginia as part of the CRW recruiting that we do there on the Country Roads Webcast channel. Appreciate you guys here to listen on the audio side, though. Going to be plenty of podcast episodes coming out. Got a CRW Hoops podcast dropping in the next couple of days as well, so be on the lookout for that. But with no further ado, enjoy some West Virginia bowl game coverage as we now know just when West Virginia will play later this month. Here today, wanted to take a second and go over some of West Virginia's bowl projections here. You know, conference championship games starting up here in about an hour or so. We're less than a day away from learning just where West Virginia will play. So talk about some of those possibilities here. Wanted to discuss that. And let's share some of those from around the country, different sources. I've got a few of different ones up here that I'll pull up. Starting with this one, I believe this is USA Today. And USA Today has West Virginia, if I can find this, I just saw this here a second ago. West Virginia in the Liberty Bowl against Auburn on December 29th is the projection from USA Today. Then moving on, I have the Action Network's bowl projection here. As you can see, he has West Virginia playing in the Birmingham Bowl against Toledo. Not the biggest fan of that one, but I have seen a couple projections for the Birmingham Bowl. I think 247 Sports may have West Virginia projected in that bowl game as well. Not one of my favorite projections there, but that is one that's coming out from Action Network and another source as well. And then Fox Sports, with their bowl projection for the Mountaineers here, has us playing in the Texas Bowl on December 27th against Texas A&M. I like the potential of matching up against an SEC opponent there for West Virginia. That's certainly a win that would hold some weight and build some momentum going into next season and would definitely land you in the top 25 if you can find out a way coming on top of that one. So I haven't seen too many projections for the Texas Bowl. I think a lot of that is because they like to take a Texas team. So, but if they take Texas A&M from the SEC, that would fulfill that, and it could be West Virginia. But haven't seen a ton of projections for this one outside of Fox Sports here. And then the last one I have here is from CBS Sports today. Of course, a lot of these are subject to change. It's going to depend on what happens with some of these conference title games today. But CBS Sports, as you can see here, December 26th, has West Virginia versus Northwestern in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. which we played in that one a few years ago, I believe. That's the one we played against Minnesota in. Don't mind it as far as, you know, wouldn't be a bad destination. Wouldn't mind playing a Big Ten opponent. But I think that one has a super late kick time. It says 9 p.m. there. But if I remember right, I thought we kicked that after 10 p.m. Eastern time when we played there. But guaranteed rate is definitely another possibility. So several different bowls being brought up for West Virginia. We'll see what happens. But let's get into my Big 12 predictions from the earlier this year, see how bad I did. Encourage you guys, share your thoughts there in the comments. I'll catch up on those one more time before we close out here before too much longer. But as you can see here, didn't mean to scroll up all the way to the individuals there, but my predicted Big 12 standings before the season started, I did a live stream where I shared these. I had Kansas State and Oklahoma in the Big 12 title game, so missed out on that. Didn't have either one of those, right, as far as conference title games participants are concerned. I had Oklahoma at 10-2, 7-2, so actually, you know, I got their record, right, their overall and their conference record. You see the actual results there on the right-hand side. Kansas State, I overrated a little bit. They finished off 8-4, 6-3, same record as West Virginia. Texas, I had them third. I thought they were really talented, but I thought Oklahoma would, you know, take a step up this year. I mean, they were able to beat them head-to-head, but in the long run, Texas was a really good team, 11-1, 8-1 heading into that Big 12 championship game. I had Texas Tech predicted to be fourth in the conference. I think that that's one of the bigger surprises for me. I had them predicted at 9-3, 7-2. They finished the year at 6-6 and 5-4. And then we get to West Virginia, where I predicted the record correct, as I stated earlier, 8-4, 6-3. I had us fifth in the conference. I was not far off. I finished tied for fourth, so, you know, right there at it, and the record pretty accurate on that one as well. Kansas, I had at 7-5, Kansas. I thought it was Kansas State there. I already had them at the top, excuse me. Kansas, 7-5, 4-5 was my prediction. They finish off 8-4, 5-4, not too far off on that one. Oklahoma State, I think that's one of the bigger surprises to me. I thought that they would be pretty good because I expected Gundy to bounce back, you know, positively as always. 7-5, 4-5 is where I had them, though, and had them in the bottom half of the conference. Obviously, they really overachieved and had that great turnaround following that upset earlier in the season. Finished the year 9-3, 7-2, and playing the Longhorns in just about 30 minutes now for a Big 12 championship with, you know, arguably the best running back in the country and Alan Broman that's gotten, you know, better and better as the season progressed as well. UCF, I predicted them to finish 7-5, 4-5, 8th in the conference. They did finish 8th in the conference, but they get to 6-6, 3-6. BYU, I had them 9th. They finished 10th. I had them 6-6, 4-5. They finished 5-7, 2-7. TCU, I had 10th. They finished 9th. I had them predicted 6-6, 3-6. I got the conference record right. They did get the 3-6 and 5-7 overall, though. Houston apparently was one of the teams I overrated a little bit. I had their conference finish right there at the 11th spot, but Adam finishing 6-6, reaching a bowl game. We know that didn't happen. They finished 4-8. Obviously, Dana Holgorsen out there. There's been reports about Cliff Kingsbury maybe coming in there. We'll see what shakes out as far as who Houston hires and also where Dana Holgorsen ends up. Got to think he's probably going to land a offensive coordinator job somewhere probably. And then I had Baylor 5-7, 3-6. They actually finished 3-9 and 2-7. And then Iowa State was probably the team that I was most wrong about leading into this season. But can you blame me? You know, the gambling scandal had came, and, you know, they had a lot of questions going into the year. And early on, much like Oklahoma State, I think a lot of people were believing, okay, they're going to have a rough year. They lose to the Ohio Bobcats. And then if we're shouting out Mike Gundy, we got to shout out Matt Campbell as well. He turned things around. I had them predicted to finish 13th in the conference at 4-8. They finished 5th in the conference, 7-5, 6-3 in the Big 12. Great year for Iowa State. And shout out to Rocco Becht, you know, the son of West Virginia great Anthony Becht, freshman there of the year in the Big 12 conference. And, you know, did a great job leading that team, getting better as the season went along. And I think, how about the running backs in the Big 12 this year? We got a lot of great rushing offenses. Obviously, at West Virginia, we have a great true freshman running back of our own in Jaheim White, but Iowa State has one in Abu Sama. He ran for, 260-plus in the season finale in Farmageddon there against Kansas State. Iowa State, you know, hit a ton of big plays, won that game to finish off, you know, ahead of, you know, where a lot of people expected them to be leading into the season, definitely well ahead of where I expected them to be as they finished 7-5. But, you know, I did get Cincinnati absolutely correct there. I had them predicted to finish, you know, bottom of the Big 12 standings, and that's exactly where they wind up, 3-8, 1-8, just as I predicted it. So surprisingly, I was actually pretty close on a lot of these. Like I said, Iowa State, I was way off on. I overrated Texas Tech a little bit, but, you know, went back and looked at these and thought I was going to be, you know, covering my eyes with embarrassment, but actually turned out to be not too bad of a job, really, overall, as far as my projected Big 12 predictions. My projected Big 12 predictions went, that's a tongue twister there, as compared to the actual results, as we get Texas and Oklahoma State coming up in the conference title game here momentarily in just a little over 20 minutes or so, I guess, now. So having said that, that's pretty much all I got, guys. I'll catch up on some of your all's comments here and then get ready to close this one out. I know it was a early morning stream here. You know, those are rare, I guess, and sometimes you don't get a lot of people tuning into those. We've had a pretty good turnout here, better than I expected doing it this early. So appreciate everyone that came out. And like I said, look for another live stream here in the next few days. I'm going to put out a CRW Hoops podcast episode as well ahead of that backyard brawl on the basketball side. Looks like we might be bringing back the black jerseys. And, you know, those CRW Hoops podcasts have been going pretty good. I think I predicted a score of St. John's to win 79-71 over West Virginia, and the final score was 79-73. So not too shabby on that prediction either. So, you know, if you're not following us here on the Country Roads webcast, definitely be sure and do so as far as Mountaineer sports content is concerned. We do a pretty decent job, we like to think, as far as things to predict as far as West Virginia football and basketball goes moving forward on the season. And hopefully, you know, we've got a bowl game to talk about, so we'll have more football content to talk about and definitely plenty of basketball content coming in the near future, as well as more live streams where we can chat with you guys like this as well. So yesterday we were here talking about the bowl game projections for West Virginia. There had been a lot of them coming from many different sources, but I don't think anyone would have guessed where West Virginia ends up, as the Big 12 kind of executes a trade there. The SEC doesn't have enough spots. This was first reported by Mike Kazaza. I got to give credit where it's due here. He broke this on Twitter first. I think there's an article up on 247 Sports, but let me share this information with you guys. It's kind of where we're at right now. West Virginia looking good for the Dukes Mayo Bowl in Charlotte against an ACC team. He says here in this one, probably either UNC or Clemson. I think he adds some other teams to that later on. You might ask how, because obviously that's not one of the Big 12's bowl slots. You know, we were expecting either Texas Bowl, Liberty Bowl, Guaranteed Rate, Pop-Tarts, you know, one of those that the Big 12 traditionally has. But however, the Big 12 has an extra bowl-eligible team. The SEC doesn't have enough bowl-eligible teams, so there's a slot there available. West Virginia is going to fill that slot to play an ACC team there in Charlotte. All but confirmed now. There you see Mike Kazaza first reporting it there on Twitter. Absolutely love this draw for West Virginia. I think that this is great news. I was a little bit worried when it was looking like we weren't going to land in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Didn't want the Independence, didn't want the Birmingham, anything like that. I think we talked about that during the projections. But I think, all in all, this was an excellent draw for West Virginia. Get to play an ACC opponent. We'll see who that is. That's yet to be announced. But you're also playing in Charlotte. West Virginia fans will fill that stadium. They played there before, obviously. You know, most recently, probably that game against Tennessee comes to mind. But I'm thinking back, you know, Meineke Car Care Bowl, Pat White's last game, played in that stadium. I went to that one. It was really fun. So glad to hear this announcement for West Virginia. Now we await to hear who the opponent will be. And there are some options for that. I see Chris Burdett here in the chat asking, and he names a couple there that, of course, were the two Mike Kazaza mentioned in the original tweet. I definitely think that either one of those is a strong possibility, but also, you know, I think that he adds here, let me see if I can share this next tweet from Kazaza here. He says, I'll add that Louisville is a possibility too. The ACC is going to have a say in the matchup, but the Mountaineers are in line to be the opponent. So pretty much confirming it there, December 27th game, 5:30 p.m. kick, as I said there. So, you know, interesting. There we have it. West Virginia's bowl opponent finally revealed. Took some time there. I think the ACC was, you know, stretching it out as long as they could, announcing where their bowl teams were going to go. But West Virginia will play UNC in Charlotte in the Dukes Mayo Bowl. Both these teams going for their 9th win of the season, coming in 8-4 overall. UNC finished 4-4 in the ACC. West Virginia 6-3 in the Big 12. They're going to match up on December 27th. 5:30 kick there, televised on ESPN, and it's going to be on ESPN Plus as well, I believe. So we know West Virginia will face UNC now. That's finally revealed. Let's take a look at the official release, just recently released over on the university's official site there over at WVUsports.com. Pulled this up, and we'll read through it with you guys. I haven't checked it out yet, but pulled it up and had it ready for us to look at together here. As you see, there's the graphic announcing it. As I said, December 27th, 5:30. In Charlotte, Bank of America Stadium there, where the Carolina Panthers play. West Virginia and North Carolina to play in Duke's Mayo Bowl by Mike Montoro. The Charlotte Sports Foundation announced today that West Virginia and North Carolina will face off in the 22nd annual Duke's Mayo Bowl. The game will be played December 27th at 5:30 p.m. We are excited to share the selection of West Virginia and North Carolina for this year's Duke's Mayo Bowl, coming from Danny Morrison, Executive Director of CSF. These two teams have amazing fan bases, and we are confident this matchup will provide a compelling game and memorable experiences for fans and players alike. This marks West Virginia's 40th bowl appearance, including 19 bowl games in the past 22 years. This is the third meeting between the two schools, all in bowl games, with each one winning once. So the rubber match here. First meeting took place in 96, Gator Bowl in Jacksonville. UNC won that one. And then, of course, the most recent meeting taking place at the same stadium here in Charlotte back in 2008 for that Meineke Car Care Bowl. I was lucky enough to be in attendance of that one. That was a fun one to watch. More on that later here. Got something I want to bring up in regards to that to close out the stream here. WVU 2-2 overall in bowl games played at Bank of America Stadium. Third time WVU's played in the Charlotte-based bowl game, winning 31-30 against UNC in the Meineke Harker Bowl back in 08, dropping a contest with Virginia in the inaugural Charlotte Bowl in 2002. The Mountaineers also split a pair of regular season games in the stadium, defeating Tennessee most recently back in 2018. Probably that's the last time that we played in the stadium, 40-14, and then losing to East Carolina 30-23 back in 99. We look forward to hosting two great college football programs in West Virginia and North Carolina as they represent the ACC and Big 12 in this year's Duke's Mayo Bowl, said Joe Tuzza, president of Duke's Mayo. We love bringing fans together through one of our favorite Southern traditions, college football. In addition, we know what will be some great football. We'll be creating some memorable experiences for the teams, devoted fans, and the city of Charlotte at the Duke's Mayo Bowl, the only bowl with twang. When available, information on tickets in the West Virginia allotment will be released separately. So I'm sure there'll be some over on the WVU game site here in the coming days. Fans are encouraged to follow at WVU Football and at WVU Sports on social media and visit the official site here, WVUSports.com, for the most up-to-date information on that. But in regards to that, I do want to share something from the North Carolina side. But before I do, if you want to go ahead and get a jump start on your tickets and not wait until they come out, you know, from the WVU allotment, I know some people want to wait for that, though, so they'll be sure they're amongst WVU fans. But I did see, if you go to the official Duke's Mayo Bowl site, which is charlottesports.org, is where you can find it, or you can just Google search Duke's Mayo Bowl and it'll come up there near the top. They now officially have UNC WVU on there, and they now have the tickets link there. You can get directly on the page there if you want to get a jump start on that. So did want to share that. But then I do have a little bit of information from the UNC side that came out. I'll share here momentarily. And then one interesting tidbit, of course, that I want to talk about as well. But appreciate you guys that have hopped in here live. I see Timothy Green in here. Anyone else that's in here live, appreciate you as well. Encourage you to share your thoughts on West Virginia's matchup with UNC, their bowl game draw, or anything else you want to talk about there in the chat. Won't keep you guys too long, but did want to come back here and do another live stream because I said I wanted to do one once the bowl opponent was announced. So now that we know we'll be playing UNC, wanted to talk about that. Take a swig of my water, catch up on a couple of these comments, and then talk about some information coming out from the UNC side. Of course, this is basically just to, you know, touch on the announcement with you guys, get your all's thoughts, chat with you guys briefly. And of course, over the coming weeks, we'll have plenty of in-depth information coming out about this matchup once we learn a little bit more about this UNC team and things like that. Of course, we'll have the bowl game preview podcast over the next couple of weeks, but definitely wanted to talk about the opponent a little bit now that it had been announced, and a little bit of information about who may or not be playing, and pull that up here in just 1 second. Timothy Green says he thinks this is a winnable game for us. For sure, I think so as well. I know UNC's defense this year left a lot to be desired, and I think West Virginia's offense is, you know, probably more explosive than some of the offenses that they struggled to stop in the ACC this year. And then, of course, the status of some of their players is up in the air as well. About to talk about that here momentarily, but I think it's winnable as well, Timothy. He says, let's go Mountaineers. Thinks it'll be a good bowl game. It's kind of like a home game for them. Yeah, that's the downside. You are playing UNC in Charlotte, but, you know, of course, we did beat them last time we played them there. Can only hope their starting quarterback does not play. You must be reading my mind, Timothy. Perfect transition into exactly what I wanted to talk about. Of course, the best player on the UNC roster is Drake May, probably. He's got NFL aspirations, but they also have a very good player on the defensive side in Cedric Gray. And the interesting thing about this bowl game is that both of their statuses are up in the air. as you see here, this coming from Inside Carolina, their 247 sports site. Wanted to touch on this a little bit. West Virginia is 2-2 in football games played at BOA. The Mountaineers lost to Virginia. And then, of course, the most recent one beating Tennessee. Just mentioned that. Mac Brown, though, get the coaching matchup of Neil Brown versus Mac Brown. Mac Brown is 15-11 in postseason games. During his second stint in North Carolina, the Tar Heels have dropped 3 straight bowl games since beating Temple in the 2019 Military Bowl. They have lost to Texas A&M in 2020, South Carolina in the 2021 Dukes Mayo Bowl, and lost last season to Oregon in the Holiday Bowl. And then here's what I wanted to really bring up here, talking about that starting quarterback for UNC and then talking about one of their star defensive players as well. This time around, UNC's bowl game might mark Connor Harrell's first career start in college. Star quarterback Drake May has an NFL decision to make, and as one of the top prospects in next draft class, it's likely he could decide not to play in the bowl game. And Inside Carolina's Taylor Vavopoulos first reported a week ago, UNC standout linebacker Cedric Gray, the 2-time All-ACC first teamer, is not expected to play in the Tar Heels bowl game this season as he begins to prepare for entering the NFL draft as well. So it looks like UNC could be, you know, playing without their starting quarterback and without their standout linebacker as well in this game. No, nothing official on the quarterback for sure. The linebacker sounds like may definitely not be playing, but nothing official on Drake May, but I think a lot of people are not expecting him to play. West Virginia may very well be facing Connor Harrell in his first career start. So maybe that's something going in West Virginia's favor. You got a few things going in UNC's favor, obviously, kind of the home field advantage, if you want to call it that. But, you know, as mentioned with Timothy there, UNC's defense struggled some this season, so that's advantage West Virginia. And if Drake May's not playing, that's a lot less than I'm worrying about this game, I think, because if Drake May was playing, could be a very interesting matchup, because when West Virginia has faced good quarterbacks that are very good at picking apart zone coverages this season, they've struggled, and West Virginia's defense has struggled, and the opposing offense has done very well. Think of, you know, the game against Oklahoma for one, a little bit of the game against Houston also, and Drake May certainly has that type of capability. So I think if he's not playing, that's definitely a positive for West Virginia in this game. So we'll see what happens the more that this progresses, and once further news comes out about that and it becomes official whether he's playing or not. At this time, seems like it's leaning towards Drake May not playing, and seems all but certain that linebacker Cedric Gray may not be playing for UNC as well. So definitely wanted to touch on those things a little bit there. And then I know I mentioned the matchups of the Coach Browns there, and I thought this was a funny tweet from the Dukes Mayo Bowl. Wanted to share this as well. Saw it while I was loading up here. We're big fans of Coach Brown, they say. And, of course, could mean either one there. Pretty funny tweet there from the Dukes Mayo Bowl that West Virginia will be playing in here on December 27th now, and we know that they're playing against UNC. So wanted to come on here just for a brief moment and detail the bowl opponent now that it was detailed, and we know that it's the Tar Heels. West Virginia playing the Tar Heels in Charlotte. 2-8-4 teams battling for their 9th win here a couple of days after the Christmas season there. Timothy says, I watched your replay from earlier today. It was very good. Appreciate that, Timothy. You're always very good to chime in with some awesome comments yourself there. Appreciate you, and appreciate anyone else here that's tuned into this live, or even if you're watching on a playback. And if you are doing that, be sure either way, hit the thumbs up button, give us a like. Really helps, you know, not only that this video's performance, but future videos' performances on the channel as well. And if you're a WVU fan, Big 12 fan, college football fan in general, be sure to subscribe to us here. Helps us and you. Helps get more of this Mountaineer sports content out to Mountaineer Nation, and there'll be plenty of it coming here. Basketball season progressing on, and tons of content coming up leading up to the bowl game, including recruiting coverage with signing day coming just a week ahead of the bowl game. Actually, it's on the 20th, so, you know, exactly 1 week ahead of West Virginia's bowl game. We'll be here doing a signing day special throughout that morning for West Virginia signing day. So if you're not subscribed to us here on the Country Roads webcast, no better time here than throughout the month of December. Going to be a fun month, recruiting season heating up, both, you know, transfers, and then, of course, signing day approaching, and now West Virginia's bowl game coming up here to end the month, where they'll take on UNC in Charlotte. Should be a good turnout of West Virginia fans there, and I'm excited about this matchup for West Virginia. Hopefully they can end the year with a 9th win, finish the year in the top 25, and really go into next season with a lot of momentum. But the last thing that I wanted to share with you guys, I talked about it a little bit earlier. It mentioned in a couple of those articles, you know, from the WVU side, the UNC side, and I think the Duke's Mayo Bowl guys even mentioned it as well. Last time that UNC and WVU played was in a bowl game, and it was in this exact stadium that they'll be playing in, the Panther Stadium there in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was called the Meineke Car Care Bowl then, back in 2008. Pat White's final game as a Mountaineer. But the most interesting thing that I thought when I looked this up, because I just wanted to look it up and see, but it's pretty crazy. Check this out, guys. Obviously, you all probably remember the game. West Virginia wins at 31-30. Pat White, 332 passing yards. Really put on a show there. But this is what's interesting. Check this out. Look at the date that the bowl game was played on that day. December 27th, 2008. West Virginia and UNC played in Charlotte in the Meineke Car Care Bowl in the Panther Stadium. Now, here we are. 15 years to the day they'll play again. December 27th, 2023. In Charlotte, in the Panthers Stadium. So I just thought that was pretty cool. Exactly 15 years to the day, they'll be matched up again in the same stadium. So hopefully history repeats itself, and this time it comes out in West Virginia's favor yet again. But I thought that was pretty cool. Had to share that with you guys here. But appreciate you all that tune into this live, or if you get a chance to watch it on a playback, appreciate that also. But plenty of more content coming out in regards to this bowl game, and plenty of more content coming out throughout the week here from us on the CRW. Going to have a CRW Hoops podcast coming out in the next couple of days. And like I said, looking forward to talking more about this bowl game and WVU recruiting as we progress here through December. Hope you guys have had a great Sunday. Hope you're as excited about this bowl game matchup as I am, and looking forward to this month of December, all the West Virginia football topics that will come up along the way, and of course, getting the bowl game at the end of the month as well, should be a fun one. Excited for it, and hope we end the year with a 9th win and ranked in the top 25, guys, with a win down there in the Duke's Mayo Bowl in Charlotte at the end of this month. Appreciate you guys tuning in, as always. I'm Jordan Cruz, and until next time, let's go Mountaineers. If you really want to know, then come on, let's go. Take a stroll down those...